All right, well, good morning. It's good to be here together, both here physically and electronically. Huge thanks to Nathan, too, for all his work in helping set this up and get Wi-Fi out here and make all this work. So thank you. And, I just want to give a special welcome. Thanks, Monica and Owen, for joining us today. I think this is the first time I've met you, but I know a lot of people here have met you, and you've met a lot of people here. And we definitely continue to carry you in our hearts and in our prayers. So it's so good to see you guys. And thanks for helping your dad celebrate. All right, we want to, I just want to give a second. Does anybody have a psalm project that you want to share with us? We were talking about memorizing a psalm or giving a few thoughts on a psalm or doing an art project on a psalm, or so I think our family is going to give it a shot. We've been working on memorizing Psalm 23, and I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, but we're going to try to recite it here. We memorized it in the New Living. You know, these famous passages are hard when you have different translations. And I think Hudson did an activity on Psalm 23 that was more of the King James or maybe one of the older translations. So he's all confused now as to what word is goes where. But let's we'll say it together in the New Living Translation. So this is our best shot here, Psalm 23. All right,
you guys ready?
Is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup of blessings overflows. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. All right, good job, guys. You could have had a mic in their minds, they would have been saying it. We decided not to invest in that technology. Anybody else?
Caleb's got one.
Caleb's got one? All right. Let's look on there.
I made a picture. I made a picture that said, a verse from Psalms.
Perfect. Thank you, Caleb.
Very nice.
What was that verse, Caleb? Can you read it for us?
Praises. Sing praises to our King.
Beautiful. Perfect. And you know what psalm is that from?
Psalm 47.
Perfect. Psalm 47. Great. Thank you. That's a perfect introduction to my sermon today. And I didn't even think to prompt you to do that, Caleb, but thank you. Anybody else? All right. Well, this is our summer psalm challenge. Trying to think about how we can engage the psalms around one of the psalms. So I encourage you this week to think if there's one that you can memorize or one that you just want to share a sentence or two about, or if there's a project that you want to do to represent. We saw all those great art projects earlier that Krista had the kids do that weren't really psalm related, but were art, a nature art. That's another idea that you could do to represent one of the psalms. But I just want to encourage you as a way to encourage each other in the Psalms to put some thought into that and bring something that will
help us to engage with one of the Psalms. And we're going to do that today with Psalm 62. So as we know, we're in this year of prayer. Sorry, I just want to make sure this is high enough so I'm not going in and out. We're in this year of prayer, and in the year of prayer, we're thinking about how do we engage with God? How do we commune with God? How do we communicate with God? And how does God communicate with us? And we've looked at all kinds of different pieces of that. Obviously, that's a huge subject. And this summer, we're especially thinking about how do the Psalms help us engage with God, and how do they help God to engage with us? Communicate, commune, and relate are some of the words we've been using for this idea of prayer. And we don't want to just think of prayer as in a very simplistic way, but God has made us beings. Our whole being was made in God's image. And God made us specifically so that we could relate to him, relate to each other, and carry out the work that he has given us in the world. And our whole beings were put together for that purpose. And so as we think about prayer, we want to remember that God wants to engage our whole beings, our body, soul, and spirit, our minds, our emotion, our will, our physical bodies. All of these things have been designed so we can connect with God and so we can carry out his will on the earth. And so I know often our sermons, traditionally sermons, are kind of sharing thoughts about different parts of Scripture, but today I'm going to ask you to engage maybe a different part of ourselves than we usually do during sermon times. And so that's the reason for the paper and the writing pieces. So if you don't have one, you can look around and grab one, or maybe it blew away. Sorry about that. So if you want to run after one through the wheat fields, there might be some out there. Or those of you at home, feel free to grab something. A writing utensil, it can be color or black and white or whatever is available. We're not going to be able to finish much this morning, but hopefully do a little exercise that helps us to not only engage our minds around concepts, but also to engage the picture and visual part of our minds by making some drawings that represent the emotions and happenings that we're reading about in Psalm 62. So there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of beautiful pictures that are happening in Psalm 62. And one way to help us dive into that is to just reflect and let the pictures in our minds kind of come out on paper. Now, I know that we usually let the kids do the drawing and the coloring, and we sophisticated adults talk about much higher and loftier things than drawings and pictures. But the reality is that even many of us as adults think and experience things in pictures in our mind. It's actually one of the most ways that our minds works is in pictures. Now, I'm the first to confess, as we know from multiple intelligences and different ways people experience and think about the world, the visual artistic intelligence in my mind is close to zero. And that is being generous. So I'm not leading us in this activity because this is how I best engage with God. I'm inviting us to this because this is how I know many people engage with God. And it does help me too. I'm just not going to be posting my pictures on any public website or even in my room. So I do best with words and concepts. That's how my mind works. I often say I think in black and white and bullet points. That's the best way for me to organize my thoughts. But there's some of us in this room that are like that. But some of us in this room hate black and white and bullet points and are repulsed at the thought that anybody would think in black and white and bullet points. Because our mind is full of pictures and colors and nuances that only come out when we see something visually. So much of our culture coming from Europe and now North America is focused around black and white and bullet points. Even our Bible study is often multiple choice questions, fill in the blank, or discuss a question. Right? That's how usually we engage with Scripture. And we build so much around our doctrinal statements and how we understand God. But the reality is that's only a very small part. It's important, but that's only a very small part of who God has created us to be. And so this morning, we're going to step out of the black and white and bullet points, and we're going to engage a different part of our minds that is more visual and uses more of our imagination. Now, if you're like me and someone was telling me this, I would say, I don't do that. And I would feel uncomfortable if someone asked me to do that. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, I'm with you. I'm also uncomfortable and I'm the one asking to do it. But we also need to remember that those of us who think more visually are uncomfortable every single Sunday when all we talk about is black and white and bullet points. So today we're going to flip it. Those that are usually uncomfortable with black and white and bullet points get to be comfortable visually and more imaginatively. And those of us with black and white and bullet points get to be uncomfortable a little more. But even in our uncomfort, God can still speak to us. And that's the goal with this. Not that we come out with some great drawing or profound thing, but that through the process of thinking more visually and putting it on paper, we can allow God to speak to us in ways that he wouldn't have been able to speak to us if we just thought about words and concepts and black and white and bullet points. So you will have to share your picture with no one. You can burn it at the end of this service if you want to. But I will give a chance at the end for anyone who wants to share either your picture or just a reflection on how this exercise went for you. Again, either here or those of us following from home. All right, so we're going to use Psalm 62. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take five sections of Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4, and then 5 to 8, 9 and 10, and 11 and 12. So five sections, and I'm going to read through them, each section a couple of times, slowly, over about 2 or 3 minutes for each section. And as I read, I want you just to listen to the words, and if there's a word, a concept, or an emotion that kind of you sense coming up, just start drawing something about that. What is the picture that is in your mind? So Caleb this morning gave us an example about using colors with words and sizes and shapes to help bring out different parts of the statement. This is not a prohibition. There's no prohibition on using words in your picture. And maybe different sizes and shapes and angles can help us see different emphases that are coming up for us as we look about this. There's also words about rock and refuge. There's words about highborn and lowborn. There's words about rest. So if one of those words catches your mind, don't worry about the rest of the words. Just focus in on that. And how are you experiencing that word? What are the feelings and thoughts that are coming up for you around that? Or maybe think of what the opposite of that is. If it's not really your experience, what are you experiencing around that? And then allow God to give you insight into to your own heart and mind around that. So I don't have a lot of, I should have a couple examples, more examples here, but hopefully we can just kind of flow into it and try it. If you don't feel confident or comfortable doing this, that's fine. I've never done this since I was here before, and I've never actually done this in a church service before. So I also feel a little bit uncomfortable. So we can be uncomfortable together. But hopefully this will help us to, again, use a different part of our interaction with God that allows him to speak to us in ways that he couldn't if it was just about words and concepts. All right, so that's my invitation. I know it's easier just to come and listen, sit back and go home and feel like I did it. But I'm inviting us to engage in this and experience this together. If this is helpful, this could be a way that you continue to interact with the Psalms, especially in other parts of Scripture. If it's not helpful, just chalk it up. Well, that's interesting. All right, so here we go. Everybody have a paper and something to write with or something to scratch on? Now, I told you, I've looked back at meeting minutes from many, many years of Living Light History, and I know there's some really good artists in this group because I've seen it on the agendas and the minutes of many meetings. There's some high-class doodlers in this group, so I'm expecting big things as far as. All right, so I'm going to take a minute to pray and then give us a minute of quiet just to kind of enter into this. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to open our minds in new ways to think about what is God speaking to us through Psalm 62. So let's pray, and then we will dive in. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you that you've given us our imaginations. You've given us this visual part of us that helps us to understand the world in pictures color and beauty and chaos. All those things there's feelings and pictures associated with those concepts. And we want to think about those this morning as we dwell in Psalm 62, this poetic, emotion-filled poem of expression of our hearts to you, of David's heart and our hearts. So we are asking you, Holy Spirit, to come and teach us and speak to us. God, I'm asking that you, parts of our minds and our connection with you that have been dormant or weak, that you would strengthen and awaken this morning as we sit with you. So we invite you to do that, Holy Spirit, and teach us new things about you and ourselves. All right, so let's do this. I'm actually going to grab a piece of paper too. All right, so again, you'll hear me read a section, two or three verses usually, and then I'm going to just pause and give some silence. I'm going to read it again, pause and give silence. I'm going to read it again, pause and give silence. And then I will transition us to the next section. If you feel like, man, there's something here God is speaking, or I just want to stay with this one concept, just stay there. But if you feel like, okay, that's interesting, and then you can follow to the next section and draw something else or continue with the same picture, or you don't have to only have one picture at the end of this. All right, thank you, Holy Spirit. Here we go. 62, 1 and 2, first section. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock, my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Verses 3 and 4. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. Their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Verses 5 to 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Verses 9 and 10. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. Weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Surely the lowborn are but a breath. The highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion, but vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Verse 11 and 12. One thing God has spoken. Two things have I heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing. unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. One thing God has spoken. Two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God. And with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. One thing God has spoken. There are two things that I have heard. Power belongs to you, God. With you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. So I'd love to give just a moment to finish up. If anybody has anything you'd like to share from anything that you felt on your heart as we went through this very simple exercise, you want to show us your drawing or explain it to us, you can, or just how was this experience for you? Anybody here can come up here if you'd like to share, or anybody at home, feel free as well. Just give a minute for any sharing.
I'm also a word person and not as much a visual person, so I had a combination, can't really see it, but a combination of words and pictures, and I found it really helpful to just slow down. Like, sometimes when I read a psalm, I'll just read through it and then be done, but of just hearing it multiple times and then focusing on the images, like some of the words, like being forced to think about, well, what can I actually draw in that? So then focusing on, like, rest. Rock, fortress, hope, rock, rest, refuge. That's a lot of repetition. Balance, toppling. So just the practice was helpful for me to just slow down.
Carmen, others?
I'm just going to come up and share. I'm not going to try to display this picture because you probably can't see it, but I was really struck by how it says, I will not be shaken. God is my fortress, I will not be shaken. In my illustration, it's a castle fortress in the background of the mountains, and in front of it is a canyonous wasteland which experiences breaking up in earthquakes, but in the background being solidified in God, there is no movement. And thank you, Trevor, for leading us in this exercise this morning. I would challenge you, if you think this is not for me, are you sure? I so often think of myself as a verbal word person, and yet I've been realizing in recent months during this slow period at home that I used to be an artistic person as a child, and I would ask you this question: what did you do as a child before you learned not to? You know, did you draw? Did you sing? Did you dance? What brought you life? Maybe that's a place that God wants to reignite.
Anybody else experience with this? Anybody at home? Any of the homes represented have anything to share? Is there a bus coming?
Yeah, I would say I enjoyed it too. I do like, my drawing's kind of all over the place, but I do like making pictures. I guess the one thing that stood out to me is I was trying to think about how do you draw unfailing love? Of just, I guess, a different definition of it, of love that never fails, which I guess is kind of obvious, but I guess that just stood out to me as a different way of thinking.
Right, well, I don't want to cut anybody off, but I also would say we have a whole summer to sit in the Psalms, and I'd love to see some more pictures of different Psalms. And a verse or a whole Psalm, some Psalms are more like, dramatic ups and downs emotionally. Some are more pictorial with all kinds of different expressions. Whether it's like a word art, kind of like Caleb showed us, or more like a picture, like Tim was saying, I think those are really helpful ways to help all of us engage with concepts that are sometimes difficult to understand. What does that actually mean? Or like Sarah Beth said, what does it look like? And that can be a really helpful way for God to speak to us as we think about the Psalms. So, yeah, I want to encourage you, as you read the Psalms, to try it maybe once a week for the next 3 weeks and see what God would speak to you. And if it's still like, it's not for me, then can let it go. But sometimes the more we live into some of these practices, the more we find God speaking to us in new ways. And that's the goal of prayer, is to allow our hearts, our whole beings that God has created, to engage with his whole being. And then we get to know him better, and we allow him to get to know us better. And in that way, our relationship with God continues to deepen and grow and strengthen. It comes out of only concepts about God and into a communion with God, which of course looks different for each of us. I'm not saying this is the only way to go deep with God, but it is one way. And it's part of us that God also wants to connect to. So that's why I wanted just to walk through it today again. As a way to interact with these Psalms. So we're going to finish up here. I'm going to pray for us and send us out with a blessing, and then we can end our focus time together, move into more informal time. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for revealing new pieces of yourself to us. Thank you for helping us to know you and to know ourselves in new ways. And we are just asking, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us deeper into that, even this week as we sit with Psalm 71 to 80 and all the wealth of beauty and expression and language that is contained in those 10 Psalms. We ask you, Father, to open up fresh of fresh aspects of yourself and fresh ways that we can know you in each of our lives. And as we've been studying in our books and small group, we just thank you that you are our shepherd. And that means you know exactly how to lead us. And so each of us, just we open our hearts to that again and say, yes, Lord, would you lead us into a deeper connection, deeper life with you this week. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as you go, I just want to bless you this morning with alive, colorful, powerful, Holy Spirit-directed imagination this week in all that you do, so that you may know God, that you may know yourself, and you may release that knowledge to those around you as you walk through this week. Be blessed. Amen. And don't forget about the clothing giveaway. There's probably still some sign-up space, Krista, on that one. And take a sign. That'll be Saturday here. All right. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Nathan and Troy, for making it possible for us to join in today.
Yes, you're welcome, Chad, and thanks so much for